Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Coarse and scaly.
Well, my body dysmorphia can't handle it. If I look in the camera, I might die.
Basically, I can never go to that Taco Bell again
of
because
course.
My future wife is waiting for me.
So imagine Jimmy Fallon being like, this will be.
So I went to a CVS and I noticed that the reason I went to CVS was for something specific. I didn't go there specifically like for Christmas.
For Christmas gifts, a lifesaver
roll.
That
was not my first choice, but I needed a cosmetic, and I figured if any place that was open at that hour would have it, it was CVS.
Yeah.
Extraneous details.
Of course.
But I roll in and imagine my surprise. Christmas, she's gone, baby.
Yeah, Valentine's
Day. See you next year. It's Valentine's Day already.
Yeah.
On December 24th.
Well, that's what's crazy. Do you remember when they were doing like Halloween and then it was like, on October 30th at 4 p.m. specifically, exactly that time, they were like,
strike the set.
Like, put it out there. It's Christmas time.
No, I was very alarmed at that. I mean, disappointed also because I really needed Christmas gifts. But Valentine's Day already. I mean, I feel like they just, capitalism finds a way.
It always does.
Just like Jurassic Park, life finds a way.
Yeah, that's fucking wild, bruv. But I mean, some of the best gifts you can get at a CVS. I mean, who doesn't love a nice, non-specific holiday-themed hand lotion?
And I got a ton of coupons with my purchase, let me tell you. And
a scarf.
And a 3-foot-long receipt to go with it. That was the gift itself.
I love. I'm obsessed. Ecologists are quaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that joke wasn't worth the time. But, you know, we're trying.
They're going to come find me.
They're on their way.
Speaking of ecologists, hello and welcome.
Hello. We have one. Welcome to the stage.
Hello and welcome to your favorite podcast, Coarse and Scaly.
Coarse and, oh my God.
I almost
God.
Said Coarse and Stanky for a second. Sorry, it's been a long time since the viewers and listeners have heard from us. And, you know, it's understandable if you're a bit confused. So allow us to reintroduce ourselves. Hello and welcome
to the Sav and Sean Show.
I'm one of your hosts, Sav.
And I'm your other host, Sean.
It felt weird to do that backwards.
I know, but I kind of liked it. You know, we're keeping.
No, I didn't. Because okay. I almost said I'm your host, Sean. And it was weird because I was talking first, but I'm not Sean.
No.
I'm me.
You're you.
Sav.
You're you. I'm me. We're here in this moment together. Lock in. No, I'm just kidding.
And this is our show.
This is our show.
And welcome.
Da da da. Don't we love? Don't we love?
I hope we look good.
I don't know. My body dysmorphia can't handle it. If I look in the camera, I might die.
No, but I need a camera to look at for when I do my like audience panaways, you know?
Right,
a la
Jim from the office.
Yeah. So I don't necessarily like having the monitor also facing me, but I do like having a lens to turn to for a second opinion should I need one.
Well, you know, it's we're ever changing, ever growing. Who knows? Maybe we'll flip it around.
And maybe in the future we'll have multiple angles and I can do just multiple.
If there's one thing.
Takes.
Hello.
Multiple lines of sight. Yeah, baby. A cam, B cam. Let's fucking go. We're manifesting. This is the year of manifesting.
I love that.
We're in February. We're in Valentine's Day season, as we were just kind of describing, even though Valentine's Day season, I guess, starts in December now.
Yeah.
But it's not just Valentine's Day season. We're gearing up into Pisces season here in a couple of weeks.
Pisces
so I'm
season.
Feeling very in my element in February.
Right.
It's my birth month. So like I like February.
And you actually get a real birthday this year, yeah?
It's an exciting year. I am turning 7. Very exciting.
You look terrible for 7. Get it? Because you don't like a kid. Sorry. Hold on. I take it back. No, because it's a joke. You know how people say it's good for your age? Anyway, thank you so much. The 7 Sean Show is currently seeking a new representative for Sean, but they say
hello and welcome to the Sav Show.
No, it's because they say that you look great for your age if you say you're like 55 and then you look like you're 40-something.
It would be funny, though, if I actually looked bad, but I look great at any age.
Evergreen, mama. God, it's already started.
Anyway, but Valentine's Day, what are your thoughts on it? How do you feel about it? I mean, besides the crushing weight of capitalism looming ever closer each year, but how do you feel about the holiday in general?
That's a great question. I think, so what makes things difficult about Valentine's Day for me is like, I'm already not really searching for love because, like, no, I don't want that. Everybody's talking about it nonstop. It's like all over TikTok. Everyone's doing like big, big things. And I love love. Like, I don't know if you could tell, but I'm a bit of a romantic. And in the sense that I overly romanticize minute random things.
Yeah.
Not that.
Yeah. I'm no, yeah, sure.
Actually, an expert at romance at all. But I love love. I don't know that we need a whole month about it, but I like it.
Yeah, no, we don't need a month about it. The day is enough for me. And I'm happy it happens like sooner in the month. And then we can have a few weeks to recover. And then it's my birthday.
Right.
But yeah, no, I feel kind of the same way. I have a real indifference towards love in the sense that it's not like really a priority for me right now, if that makes sense. I just have like other focuses in mind that I'm really working towards that are really taking up the majority of my time and energy in like those avenues. So one, I just... Not to be like that, but I just don't have the time.
I'm just so busy.
And number two, so I am very much just not interested. I'm just really not. Yeah, very just I have no real feelings of positivity nor negativity. I just.
Ambivalence.
It's just really not my thing right now.
Please welcome to the stage, Ambivalence. It's just interesting because you, ironically, are the longest relationship I've ever had, and not in the romantic sense, but just in like a, I don't know, closeness, intimacy, but not in that way. It's like an intimate friendship, if you're vibing with me.
As in, like, we know a good majority of things that we would never tell other people.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
I've told you things I would be ashamed to admit to literally anyone else. And ashamed in the sense that, like, they can never know.
Yes.
I get this dark. Or they can never know I get this crazy.
If it ever goes down for us, it's going to be nuclear. But what gets me about that, though, is that at this point, my family asks after you as if you were my wife. And that's what's hilarious.
My wife.
My wife. Because they'll be like, oh, how sav. Are you guys doing anything for Christmas? Are you going anywhere? What's the plan? And it's like, that's my best friend and I love her, but we're not together. I think that they think I'm closet straight, which is a roundabout way of doing that. But I think they're waiting.
The funny part of that is that they think I would be the one to turn you straight. Have you seen me? Look at me. First of all, not your type. Second of all, I'm also very gay. So
yes. Like, I'm the one who turned you gay. Yeah, you didn't turn me straight.
Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's how they do it. The gays, they're coming for you. You heard it here first.
I'm just saying.
Here on the Sav Show, baby, we get the real news to you, the real breaking story.
Yeah. I love love.
Yeah, you really love like rom-coms and stuff like
I
that.
I do. I love rom-coms. I know. You're like an action girly.
What's your favorite rom-com? Give me your top three.
Mm.
I say like I would know like what movies you're going to reference, but just for fun, just for shits.
2 weeks notice.
Never heard of it.
It's a really, really great movie. It's got Hugh Grant, I think, and also
I love him. He's aged like a fine wine.
He's on two of my top three.
But I also love how he's just such an a-hole, an unapologetic a-hole. Love him.
Except for, you know, right now he's just vibing on Willy Wonka.
Yeah, but like, and with zero fucks given though. He's like, I was here for a paycheck, mama.
Oh fuck. I guess another one would be Bridget Jones Diary.
Never heard of. No, I'm just kidding. I have heard of that. Did you hear the conspiracy theory that Bridget Jones' Diary is like a prequel to Mamma Mia?
No.
Well, because I'm pretty sure, isn't it like all of the dads in Bridget Jones' Diary are like the same people in Mamma Mia? Isn't it the same actors?
It's Colin Firth and Hugh Grant, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so like, yeah. I think the theory, I could be making this up. I could be starting something right now. This could be something. I could be doing something right here.
That Meryl Streep is Bridget Jones?
Yeah, I think maybe that's it. That her baby is like, yeah, that's the baby who grows up to be Sophie and Mamma Mia.
Okay, I'm actually here for that a little bit.
I feel like it makes sense.
Yeah, it's kind of a
They're
vibe.
Doing like a Pixar moment, you know, like, oh, a universe.
A retcon, if you will.
Yeah, ooh, I like it. I like it. Does that mean burlesque is also in the same universe?
I love that you were a late addition to burlesque because, like, I think we watched it for the first time, you and I.
I've always liked it. I think it's just, like, it has recently become my comfort movie, which I don't know why. Any chance I see or, like, any... Let me rephrase this. I don't think about burlesque often.
This is your Roman Empire.
But the moment it pops into my head, I will go out of my way to find it to watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
for
if
sure,
I
for
just
sure.
see a TikTok, if I hear a song... I'm like, oh, burlesque exists. And I like recall that it's a thing.
Yeah.
I will literally stop what I'm doing to find a service that it's on to either purchase it or rent it or like, yeah. Yeah. Well, I like burlesque.
Daddy Stanley Tucci. I mean, how can you?
I love Mr. Tucci.
He's so good. I love how he does those TikToks that are like him like cooking dinner for somebody.
And they never trim the opening of them.
No.
They always keep him going like, you ready?
Yeah.
And like, I love it though.
I'm always ready,
Stanley. Always. No, Stanley felt weird. He's Mr. Tucci.
He's Mr. Tucci.
He's like somebody's like suave grandfather, you know?
Those dulcet tones. Yeah. Well, and it's just like, that is a romantic comedy in and of itself. Like in the background, there's like a gorgeous orchestration of something. Stop. Like, oh God.
No, it's like the eldest cousin who goes to Yale is practicing his Beethoven on the piano, the grand piano in the living room while the littler cousins play like with their little, well, I'm imagining like a wooden train set, but in modern times, it's probably like one of those magic mixy oven things.
Right.
And then
not the,
what else
not the
is
toys
hot right now?
Children.
One of those pooping flamingo toys or something. Why are we obsessed with things that poop?
I don't know. I don't know what that situation is.
But like, so they're like on the floor by the fireplace, right?
Yeah.
And Mr. Tucci is there cooking up a fine feast for his family of 17.
Practice your scales, Amaryllis.
Yes, exactly. And his wife is there diligently, you know, cheering him on behind the lens. But like, that is a romantic comedy. You're right. But like,
truly,
the act of like cooking a meal to me is very romantic.
That
like,
is
that's
love.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is.
I love to cook for people. I've never really had anyone besides you like cook for me. And Megan cooked for us like in Australia. She made us that nice meal.
Yeah.
But like romantically, I've never really had anyone cook for me like that.
Yeah.
But the idea of that is very cool, like, you know, charming, and like just something that you can do together is also really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like a date little thing, moment, whatever.
I think it really is such a cute thing. Because also, like, I mean, you're showing somebody who you are. Like, your tastes
through your cuisine.
Yes
chef.
And like that, not to get like, I literally was gonna say not to get romantic about it, it's literally about romance, but like you were giving life in a way, I guess you could say.
Sustenance.
Yeah, like it's just a big beautiful thing that you can
intimate.
Do
yeah you're feeding someone not just in their tummy but in their soul, mama.
If
you're doing it right, at least. Unless you're not a good cook, then maybe Uber Eats have them on standby.
Well, speaking of which, so I had once upon a time I had somebody cook for me in a romantic sense. And honestly, the best representative of a bad relationship.
Oh.
Because the food was salty and terrible.
Oh.
And
I'm salty and terrible.
And it was a dinner party too, mama.
So it was for multiple people.
Multiple people.
Okay, but then not to diminish your story.
Yeah.
Is it then technically for you romantically if it was a dinner party?
I mean, drag me. I guess that's fair. But it was like a double date.
Well, maybe to just not like to harbor so much resentment towards the idea of it. You know what I mean? Like,
I wish you could have tasted this meal.
I don't. I don't.
He also wouldn't eat fruits or vegetables. So that was also the baseline. I was like, show me who you are. And he did. And I should have listened. But I didn't. Oh, my God.
So this meal was a baked potato just coated in salt.
It might as well have been, because that's what it tasted like. It was tilapia, I believe. And it was just like so just covered in Tony Sacheries in the worst possible way.
Tony Sacheries.
Tony C's,
it's
baby.
Tony Clams' uncle.
Yes. Hello, Uncle Sash. but yeah, it's wild. But I love a romantic gesture. I love surprise romance.
What is your, like, what would be the ultimate romantic gesture someone could do for you? In terms of, like, not something that you could do together, but, like, something that someone could do for you to show that they love you.
For me, personally, there's something that I really enjoy. People have said it, like, to be loved is to be seen. I've seen that on, like, TikTok a lot lately.
Yeah.
And so when people do, like, little things that sort of make my life easier because they know that those matter to me, that is a big deal. Like something not niche, but something that just like matters.
Because life should be made easier by being with people you love. It shouldn't be harder.
No, exactly. What about you?
Oh God, I don't know. I've so romanticized the idea of like doing things for myself and like taking care of myself that those things are really important to me. So I consider it less of like a romantic gesture and more just like things I can do to make myself feel better. In yeah. terms of like someone else doing something for me, oh my gosh. I think cooking, yeah. Like cooking a nice meal for me would be very nice. Yeah. I'm really weird about gifts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really like presents or things like that. I like flowers. I always think flowers are like pretty and romantic.
Well, that's good to know. I didn't know that.
Well, no, like just like, you know, like after shows and stuff like that, like I would always like to get flowers and you know, so that was always just, I like having plants in my house. I mean, it's kind of difficult now because I have a cat who likes to eat plants.
Yeah.
But yeah, stuff like that is nice, but I don't like receiving gifts. Like, especially if someone's like, I got you a present. That's like the equivalent to me of like, we need to talk.
Oh no.
Yeah. I'm like just weird about it. I don't like presents.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Unless they're from Santa.
Oh, right. Of course. Everyone's favorite.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
Go, come on, Santa.
Well, nice
come
to meet you. I'm Santa.
Oh.
Well, it's, I get that. Cause you're like, am I supposed to have an expectation about like what you want my reaction to be rather than like what it organically would be? Cause everyone, when they give it's that face, that present face where you're like,
well, yeah, that plays into it, but it's definitely from a deep-rooted traumatic response that I'm not going to share on the podcast because 2024 is vibes only.
Vibes only.
I literally went through my playlist, my music library today and just deleted any song that like didn't immediately spark joy. I was like, if it's even a mild bummer, it's gone. It's out of my life. I don't need the energy. I don't need the vibes. We're projecting positivity and not in the toxic way. We're gonna vibe.
We're just vibing.
Yeah, but like, so speaking of music, I love songs that like just really get me going and get me just like pumping and jazz and whatever. Must confess, I'm not a big like love ballad or love song girly.
Love ballads?
No, like I see, like I respect Olivia Rodrigo and what she's doing, Mama, with like the breakup album ballad. I'm all for spite.
Do you want the lack of love?
Yeah, no, I'm all about spite creating great art.
Oh my God.
Which is why I think I resonate with T-Swiftie so much. Yeah. But like even her songs, I don't listen to
the ones
love
about songs,
love.
No, right.
I don't. And it's not necessarily like because I want it to come from an anti-love standpoint. I just, yeah. I don't need the slow, wistful, dreamy ballads. They put me to sleep.
I love that for you. No, I love songs, but I think it's because I sort of do this thing where I'm a method actor. No, but I sort of do this thing where if I turn on music or like some form of media that evokes a certain feeling, I can like live in that for a second and then like put it away. So I love a love song because I can compartmentalize and be like, oh, a dream. Like what a treat. I'm in love. And then be like, no, I'm grasping for attention. Please.
That was a fun 3 minutes.
Yeah. And then moving on. Like you're telling me Livion Rose, which is like my favorite love song of all time. You're telling me that doesn't do something for you?
I will say it's funny that you mentioned Livion Rose specifically because the listeners I'm sure will get an earful of this coming year, but I've recently had a resurgence of everyone's favorite ballroom reality dancing competition, Dancing with the Stars.
That's Savannah's love.
I could do a whole separate episode about DWTS. Let me fucking tell you right now, I am the number one fan. Anyway, the finale of this season, one of the finalists did a Viennese waltz to Lady Gaga's Livion Rose from A Star Is Born.
What a dream.
When I tell you, I fucking bawled my eyes out.
Yeah.
Just sobbed. It was gorgeous. It was so beautiful. And it was the song and the costume and the dance itself was just gorgeous. But I was like literally brought to tears from all of it because the song evoked such like a strong image. And they did something cool where she like came out and the pianist that was actually playing the song like was on stage with the piano and she like did a little choreo next to him on the bench. And I was like, and just started, that was the first 10 seconds and I was just a mess the rest of it. It was so beautiful.
It's
but
so good.
Like, okay, I'll give you that point, yes. Like I like songs that evoke feelings in that sense.
Yeah.
But again, I don't want to do that every time I hear Livion Rose, so it's not going to be in the library, babe.
So you can like compartmentalize it. Also, like Everlasting Love, I think that's the name of the song. I don't know, but Spotify, I search a lyric, it gives it to me. But you know, like the "This Will Be." Yes.
Na, na, na,
are you kidding?
Na, na,
you can't not like. Wow, I am in love.
I like the key change.
And it reminds me of that movie Taxi with Queen Latifah. Not Taxi Driver. I don't know. It has a taxi. It's got Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon in it.
Oh, the one I was thinking of was the Robert De Niro one. I was like, I don't think that song is in that movie.
No, I don't think it is.
That is.
But there's a bit where like Queen Latifah gets shot. She gets shot, and it's like a comedy, but Queen Latifah gets shot. And she says, haha. No, she gets shot. And then Jimmy Fallon, and Queen Latifah's a taxi driver. And then,
oh, okay. I was relevant wondering to where the that plot. Played. Okay.
And so Jimmy Fallon, he is like a cop who has been like, this is a movie review, has been fired from the force because he's like flighty and not like put together. So he gets in this taxi.
What, Jimmy Fallon flighty?
I know. Who would have thought?
Crazy.
Crazy.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm so sorry. Sorry, Jimmy. I didn't mean it.
But he goes and meets Queen Latifah, and there's like a whole other subplot, but a big, it's too big of a plot point, is that he's afraid of driving because they're in New York City.
Driving.
Driving. And so, in order to make life easier.
I would be afraid to drive in New York City too. I am afraid I won't to drive do it. In New York City. I would rather walk there from Truly. Here than drive a car there.
On my way. I would walk 500 miles. So
it's just those two songs on repeat for 7 days of walking.
I love that for you, but you look svelte.
My booty would be so round.
Chef's kiss.
The Forrest bottoms Gump of my feet would be gone. But
he's afraid of driving, but when he does drive, he has to listen to Everlasting Love. And so he sings it out loud. So imagine Jimmy Fallon being like, this will be. It's so good.
The thing is, I can't imagine it perfectly.
It's hilarious.
I really can.
I'll show it to you after.
What songs come to mind when I think of love songs? And I'm so sick of love songs.
You really have a theme going. I like that.
Let me think. The ones that I always think of, like the ones that elicit that kind of like emotional response again in me is like, you'll be in my heart.
Stop.
Phil Collins always just has this direct line to my emotions. I don't know why. He either gets me mega psyched or I'm just a weepy mess.
I love him in that music video because he's wearing like white flannel pajamas
so
and just
good.
Like vibing. This day on candles. I think it's candles. That's the one with the candles.
Phil,
I don't know.
Phil really didn't have to go that hard for us. Anyway,
I have
digress.
Trauma with that man.
Groove is in the heart. The heart, love. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yes, I love that. Okay.
Yeah. What else? I also groove like is. In that song when they go 4, 3, 2, 1. What else? Love Shack. Again, love is literally in the name.
Oh my God.
Great love song. Bang, bang on the door, baby.
Bang, bang.
Knock a little louder, sugar.
I heard that, and this was on TikTok, so probably not factual at all, but I heard.
What do you mean? TikTok is the news.
It's the news.
It's the news.
New breaking. I almost said Wes Anderson, but I meant to say Anderson Cooper. So it's fine.
Wes Anderson Cooper.
Just a really aesthetically pleasing news set.
Perfectly symmetrical pastels. His suit is like just a shade darker than the background so he can be distinguished.
Breaking from the Budapest Hotel.
He enters the set like at a 90 degree angle, full profile, and then does a full body pivot before sitting. All of his materials are perfectly aligned
placed.
Except his one paper it's that like he straightens. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. It writes itself.
There you go.
Anderson or Wes Anderson. Give us a
Let's
call.
Let's go. Let's go. Andy Cohen guest stars.
Anderson Cooper. He scares me.
Yeah, because he looks like Voldemort if he had hair.
He looks like what's his name? The Night King from Game of Thrones.
Because those piercing blue eyes.
Piercing baby blues, baby.
Apparently having your tin roof rusted means that you're pregnant. So that's why he's like, tin roof rusted. Yeah. So I don't know.
I always just assumed it was the roof of the shack was rusted, but that's a double entendre, mama.
Because you're bang, bang, banging on the door.
The
of course you're going to.
B-52s, go off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bang, bang, bang. Because they're banging,
the door,
on, they're banging
baby.
On the door. The right. door is her.
Speaking of banging on the door, mama, let's talk about this. In romance. Yeah, I've been you're like, where the fuck are we going? Okay. So I was when I was at the resort in DC, right?
The resort, yes.
The
resort. White Lotus.
Not the White Lotus. Percy Jackson.
I mean, the way you began this story, it could be. I'm a little concerned.
And I'm
what
Jennifer
debauchery
Coolidge.
You got up to there.
Oh, it's on video now. Oh no. So I was drunk and looking for a gentleman caller, a
what?
Companion of sorts. Me?
You?
There?
Never.
I
This is the first time you have ever done anything like this. I am live. So surprised.
Call Wes Anderson Cooper. This is breaking. So I was at the resort and I just found this gentleman and we started like, I try to do like a dry wit that's not too overtly horny because like we know we're going to get there, but like let's enjoy the journey.
We don't need to rush. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so we're just messaging back and forth and we decide that we're going to have a rendezvous of sorts. And I say, I'm going to get in the shower. And he says, okay, I'm going to get in the shower. And I'm a little drunk. So I get in the shower and I turn on Spotify and Disney was the first thing that popped up. So I put it on a shuffle and I am belting out the Bare Necessities and How Will You Know from Enchanted. Love songs. Thank you. So I'm singing it. I text him afterwards and I go, I'm ready. Where do I go? And he says the room right next to me. I know it's a meet cute, right? And I was like, shut the fuck up. I am your neighbor. And this man.
You just open the conjoining door on the inside of your room.
And be like,
hello.
Hi.
Hello.
That's serial killer behavior.
Yeah, no, that's giving American Psycho. I don't like that. True. You have to use the front door. No, yeah, no, no.
But I texted
maybe
him.
Maybe exit through that little middle door and then firmly lock it behind you.
You cannot follow.
No, no, no. Do not disturb goes on that door instead.
Knock three times, you know. So I was like, I'm your neighbor. And he was like, could you keep it down over there?
I would request a different room immediately. I would march my happy ass down to the front desk and say that my room had rats. Had a roach. I would make up a lie. I would get myself evacuated from the facility.
It's haunted because I've been dragged.
That sounds like the stirrings of a love story to me, folks.
I mean, get it on a screenplay right now in this moment.
Would you say that that's arguably the most romantic thing that's happened to you this year?
Honestly, yeah, I think.
That is. That's good.
We did end up meeting.
Okay, eventually.
Yeah. After I was like, we can cancel if my voice was so terrible for you that you told me to keep it down. He was like, no, I'm joking. And then I was like, okay.
But He wasn't joking.
But, you know, people do things when they're feeling some type of way. And
when they're horny.
Exactly. And though things were fine, it was a little difficult to do the deed because he had unsolved mysteries on the TV playing while we were doing it. So I'm
While it was happening.
So
with,
I'm
like with the volume up?
Like up enough. It was like 9 or 10. And the difficulty was I'm trying not to be too like descript, but I'm trying to maintain a boner while I'm hearing in the background
aliens.
And her body was dismembered and wrapped up in different pieces. And I'm like, what are
some
we doing?
Some people are into that, bro.
Yeah.
If they are, I hope they're in jail. But
same.
We went on two more dates. The most romantic thing that's happened to me since Marissa's wedding that we attended.
Oh, yeah.
You were actually a witness to this one. This happened pretty recently. I cannot confirm if this was after my failed attempt to get Christmas gifts on Christmas Eve at CVS. However, you know, it's pretty late in the evening, maybe. Yeah. 10:30 at night. It's like a whatever day Christmas Eve was, Sunday, Saturday, something like that.
I think so. The time of love, truly.
Yeah, you know, the witching hour of the romantics out there.
Scrooge has seen 2 ghosts already. We're ready.
Yeah, and if you know anything about where I moved from, that's also where I'm currently working. And it's not necessarily known as like the hippest, most fun place to like hang out on Friday.
What?
So I figured at like 10:30, it was pretty tame and pretty safe to be out in public. I didn't feel unsafe or fear for my life.
As opposed to a casual 4 p.m. on Thursday.
So, you know, it's the witching hour for the hopeless romantics of the world, I guess. It's not limited to just fun towns. My town, too, was teeming with people out
love
and about looking
air.
For love.
Yes.
Okay. And at the CVS I was in, there was a Taco Bell just right next door. Like,
it's
I
kismet.
Could just drive across the parking lot and be in the drive-thru. And I was like, great. And I roll up and it's starting to rain a little bit. And I was on the phone with you at the time.
Yeah.
And I order my food. And at first I remember the girl in the window at the box when I was ordering.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't whispering when I ordered. However, it was starting to rain. So that was making a little bit of noise. And their speaker box wasn't covered. So it was getting louder. And so I begin my order and I get maybe 4 words out and she goes, I'm sorry, what? To which I then proceed to shout my order through the crack in my window, that because I don't want my whole car to get wet. So right. I'm like, it's not like a crack. It's enough for her to hear me. Trust.
Yeah.
So I roll up to the window thinking she's going to be like nasty to me. You're on the phone. Blah, 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 blah. She opens the window. Mind you, I'm in my work clothes, which is like a button down black shirt.
Right.
Black socks. My hair's pulled back. I had my makeup done because I was trying to get money.
Also, with your money piece in the front of your hair.
I'm cute. What
gender
can I
euphoria.
Say? What can I say? I'm cute. So I roll up and I give her my money and she goes, "What are you doing? Where are you going?" And I go, "I'm getting off of work. I'm going home." And she goes, "Well, what are you doing tomorrow?" And I go, "Working." Confused.
Right,
why
right, right.
She's asking me. And then she goes, "Dang, well, what are you doing after that?" And I think about it. And like,
can you pull up Google Calendar? Well, I want to see your week.
I honestly, like, I sit there and I go, "Honestly, I'm going to work at my other job after that." And she goes, "Damn, are you always working?" And I go, "Pretty much, yeah." And it's at this point that I realize she's trying to ask me out at 10:30 in the Taco Bell drive-thru.
It's just that everything up until then, you're just having a casual conversation.
Yeah, I just thought she was asking me just questions. I didn't realize that she had an ulterior motive.
What's your blood type, babes?
Well, no. And so she goes, immediately when I realize, oh my God, this is what's happening. And I had you turned down so low in my car's system that I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Oh my God.
And I didn't know if you were hearing this because I was on Bluetooth. And then she goes, "You should let me take you out sometime." And the only thing I can think of is like, "Oh, that would be nice." And she goes, "Well, when?" And I go, "Well, you know, when I'm not working would be cool." And she goes, "Well, when is that?" And I go, "Honestly, babe, I'm working like all the rest of the week. I'm really sorry. I'll come back and see you again." And she goes, "Well, when will you know if I'm working?" And I go, "I'll just keep coming back.
I'll find you."
She hands me my food and I peel out of there.
In the rain, it's a love story.
Yeah. So basically, I can never go to that Taco Bell again because my future wife is waiting for me. And I just, I have other things to do before I can go meet her.
Exactly.
So if you're out there,
the side quest that you start and never finish in the video game. Oh
yeah,
my God.
If you're out there, babe, I will be back.
And I love you.
Eventually. But the other Taco Bell is technically closer on my way home from work.
Right. So there's the excuse.
And they're newer and good. So, and they haven't tried to hit on me yet.
Yet.
So that's good.
Hard not to hit on you.
So, but basically, the love is in the air no matter where you are. True. If you are near or if you are far.
Wherever.
Luck be a lady tonight. Love be a maiden tonight.
Well, L is for the way you look at me. And O is for you're the only one I see.
Obviously.
And V is for very, very. Extraordinary.
This was a nice little get together. I'm glad we did this. This was fun. It's been a while since we've done this.
I was wondering if you'd be willing to, I don't know, maybe we could do this again, same time next week, get to know each other a little better.
I don't know. I think I might be busy. No, yeah, of course, I'll be here.
Oh.
I'm busy doing this.
Oh, it's charming. See, that's the date. That's the date right there. And this isn't helping my case with my family.
Well,
anyway, if you like what you just heard. Jinx. Ooh. Well,
okay, yeah, that really isn't helping the case with your family.
Synergy.
We need to not speak in tandem ever again. It's giving the twins from The Shining.
But if you do like what you just heard, please feel free to rate, review, and subscribe to our show.
That's right. We are small creators, and the best way to support us is by doing that. Share with your friends, your family, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your dog, your cat.
Now, if you want, you could follow us on Instagram at @the_Sav_and_Sean_show. You can follow us on TikTok at @the_Sav_and_Sean_show. You can follow us on YouTube.
Period.
@the_Sav_and_Sean_show. And you can follow me personally, if you're so inclined, @Anthony_clams. And Savannah, where can the listeners find you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram @Savannah_Peterson or on TikTok @SavannahPeterson. You can also visit my website, SavannahPeterson.com. For updates on all of my projects, you can view my portfolios. You can even send me a message if you want to work together.
Love ya. XOXO.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh. Bye.
Bye. Oh. Love
Sorry.
You.
I'm so clumsy. Love I dropped ya. All my books.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.